Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Sure, give me advanced statistics. I'm an ace with that. Give me basic math and I fall flat on my face. It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN, 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. And we're going to return to a subject that has been getting a lot of publicity as of late, and that is the subject of vaping. And I said last week or the week before that this vaping mania, the vaping terror that is now sweeping America is going to have, I believe, widespread political and business repercussions, because when has government not taken advantage of a quote-unquote crisis? And joining us right now, we have Brian Ellis, who is the vice president for Yeti Vapes. And full disclosure, I am the uncle of the wife of the founder and president of Yeti Vapes, Josh Pettit. I just tell you that up front. I don't receive a penny from Yeti Vapes except Josh and Jackie's good company. Brian Ellis, welcome to WBEN.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, first things first, politically in Albany, what rumblings are you hearing about vaping and its continued legality in New York State?
Well, from what I'm hearing, mostly from a lot of the sources that most everyone else is Governor Cuomo is proposing to potentially ban flavors in e-liquid, and ultimately, if we take a look at the effect that that would have on the industry throughout the state, it's definitely a very detrimental thing. You know, you had mentioned that I do work for Yeti Vape, and just taking a look at us personally, if you were to take away flavored e-liquid, we basically lose 93% of the product offerings that we bring to the public.
Which would essentially put you out of business, I would think.
Pretty much. I mean, we're lucky enough that we actually have stores outside the state of New York, but the majority of our stores, yes, we're primarily New York-based.
What is the difference between vaping and e-cigarettes, for those who don't know?
Well, vaping is a process, okay? Basically, you've got a device that heats up a liquid, you inhale that liquid, okay? Now, I think kind of where you're going with this, and if I'm wrong, please interrupt me. We're talking as to the standard electronic cigarette that is nicotine-based, as opposed to what we're currently hearing in the news, where it's more of a THC-based type of device.
Yeah, that's part of where I was going. And just for clarity's sake, the horror stories and the deaths and the serious injuries that are being discussed in the news a lot do not have anything to do, as I understand it, Brian, with legitimate storefront authorized vaping and vape supply operations. We're talking about products that are being produced illicitly in people's basements and kitchen sinks that are causing the problems.
Correct. The New York State Health Commissioner yesterday, during the press conference that they did, he acknowledged that the issues that they're having are only from liquids and samples that they've gotten that contain THC. It is not affiliated with a normal nicotine-based e-liquid that you would find at the many reputable, vape shops in Western New York. I have to look after my own, considering that I work for Yeti Vape, but there are other very wonderful and very good companies out there as well. So I do need to make sure I mention them.
Brian Ellis is vice president of Yeti Vapes, joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. But is there a fear, and certainly people in the firearms community have seen this, is there a fear that your legitimate quality controlled product is going to be adversely affected because of people who are doing things that are illegitimate to begin with?
Tom, to speak to that, we're actually getting calls in some of our stores. I've had some of my managers call me and tell me that they've got customers that are calling to find out, are these good liquids that we have? And once again, I would just like to assure the vaping public, whether you're a Yeti Vape customer or another vape shop's customer, if you are working with a reputable retailer, your e-liquids are okay. You just need to be aware that if you are vaping what we've actually coined the term an e-joint, which is
what you call an e-joint, people are vaping e-joints.
Right, which is a liquid that, you know, is laced with THC. Most times we're finding that these e-joints also not only have THC, but they also have a compound called vitamin E acetate. And the vitamin E acetate, what's happening is there's a lipid or a fat in that vitamin E. So what's happening is when you inhale that vitamin E acetate, that is actually depositing on the small structures inside your lungs, and it's actually acting as a barrier, which will not allow the oxygen from the air that you breathe come into your system. That's why you're finding that most of the people that are getting ill, they're finding that they're short of breath. They can't breathe. Many respiratory problems. And that's because this lipid or this fat is actually lining the inside of the lung, causing a problem with the exchange of carbon dioxide and oxygen during normal breathing.
Can you, Brian Ellis, walk us through some of the regulations that legitimate vaping outfits have to go through, as well as the warning labels that must be posted on your products?
Absolutely. As of August 8th, 2016, the FDA stepped in and started regulating our industry. As part of that regulation, we have had to go through a number of steps from that point until today. Some of those steps were we need to register all our products. So all of the liquids that we have at all of the nicotine levels that we actually sell, they are individually registered with the FDA. After that point, we needed to go ahead and make sure that our labels were in compliance. Our labels are required by law to have 30% of that real estate on the label actually be a warning. And the warning actually reads, warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. If you've heard a radio ad for a vapor company, you'll also hear this warning on there. This is something that the FDA has mandated that we do. As a reputable business, we have followed the FDA's regulation.
We more on that just ahead. We're talking with Brian Ellis, vice president of Yeti Vapes, and this hour of Bowerly and Bellavia brought to you by Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars are the indulgent break you deserve in your day. Have you tried the dark chocolate, peanut, and almond flavor? Now that's a sit on the dock and take a moment kind of bar. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Bars. Brian, you were saying about the regulations and the warning labels.
Right. So not only have we had to register our flavors, not only have we had to change our label design to make sure that we're compliant with proper warnings, we also actually had to give our recipes to the FDA. So basically, every ingredient in every liquid is actually registered with the FDA. So I want the listeners to understand that for a legitimate company that is complying with the FDA regulations, we have literally spent hundreds of man hours to go ahead and supply the information to this agency that they requested.
Brian Ellis with us on News Radio 930 WBEN, Vice President of Yeti Vapes. Our phone number, by the way, to get on the air is 803-0930. That is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's just get back to the political ramifications of this situation, because if there's one thing the media enjoys doing, it is creating a crisis. If there's something else politicians enjoy doing, it is in some way, shape, or form capitalizing on the crisis created by the media. So what is a small business to do?
Well, ultimately, it's education. I mean, unfortunately, being a smaller business, I don't have the soapbox that some of these multi-million dollar corporations do. I don't have people beating down, my door for my opinion like they do in the press room of the state capitol. So unfortunately, we have to take more of a grassroots effort. We do a lot of that through social media. We do a lot of that through email marketing. And then, thank you. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have this stage to speak with, potentially uninformed listeners or customers. So
tell me, what's the difference between what you sell in your store and what we all breathe in when we go to a Sabres game and they score?
You know what? There's not really a lot of difference. For the most part, you're looking at products that are both vegetable glycerin based. Vegetable glycerin, when it's heated, is actually what produces that fog or that cloud. So in that regard, you're looking at two similar types of products. Where the product that they're using at the Sabres game when they score, it doesn't have the nicotine, and it also doesn't have flavoring. And if I might add, being that we've talked about the ingredients of the liquid, going back to the recipes, all flavorings, natural and artificial, these are actually food grade type flavorings. It's not like we're extracting them from.
But I'm just saying, if I had no nicotine and I had no flavor and I just started exhausting that cloud, no one would be upset about it because they literally do it at every prom, every wedding, and every Sabres game. Every concert has that.
Yes and no, because unfortunately we live in a society where if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. And just because vaping looks like smoking, it's not necessarily smoking. So if you're getting the fog produced out of the nostrils of a buffalo, no, it's a celebration. Everybody thinks it's a great time. However, if you get that same fog produced out of the nostrils of a human being, oh my God, they're doing something horrible. We got to call somebody.
Stay with us. Much more to come on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brian Ellis, Vice President of Yeti Vapes, is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Brian Ellis, Vice President of Yeti Vapes, is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Want to get back to what we started talking about at the very beginning of the show, and that is Governor Cuomo and his push regarding e-cigarette flavors. What do you say to people who are lining up behind the governor on this?
Well, ultimately, my request to them is just become educated, okay? To kind of go back to my previous point that I just made, just because you can vape it doesn't mean that it's got THC. So learn, and that's the thing that we see, at least in our industry. There's a lot of misconception. Earlier in the years when we, kind of first started in this industry, I was actually using my device in a vehicle, and I actually had a police officer pull me over because they thought I was doing some, illicit substance. So after about 10 minutes of educating the officer and interacting with him, so he did not, he realized that I was not impaired, that was actually, beneficial to both parties, because me as being a representative of this industry, it kind of gave me an idea as to what I would be facing going forward. But also to that police officer, now he was actually able to see, okay, you know what? There's an alternative. He's not necessarily doing anything bad. So that was actually one of the early interactions that I had.
And did you just have, like, smoke pouring out of that car or what?
Yeah, the cloud was pretty thick.
It was pretty, it was like, you know, something's going on in there.
It did. And I could understand why he would pull me over to inquire what's going on.
Do you find, though, that it's, I mean, we're talking, look, anytime someone loses their life, it's a horrible thing. We're not cheapening or trivial anyone's loss. But when we're talking about something that's happening across the country, I mean, more people, you know, have been affected by hurricanes and wildfires and all these other things that are going on. We've got some people that are taking ill to this lung disease, but to put out statewide legislation based on no one from New York State's even died yet, but, you know, the idea that you know, we've lost people to opioids and there hasn't been crazy movement like reflexive legislation. But when it comes to vaping, the governor is burning the midnight oil.
Well, I think I've got a couple of opinions, and at this point, that's all they are. This governor is the champion of THC legislation. He wants to make sure that New York becomes one of the states that has legalized recreational marijuana.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I think that partly goes to, it all comes back down to dollars and cents. At the end of the day, is my bank account bigger than it was before we started? And if the THC is legalized and now there's quite a bit of tax revenue coming in on that, I mean, just look at the other states that have legalized it and look at the revenues that they're pulling in. It's almost disgusting. If you take a look at that, the governor's actually set himself up to the position that, you know what, we can actually vilify THC now. And then when we go to legalize recreational marijuana, now we can set foot and say, there was a problem, we came in, we fixed it, and now because we fixed it, here, use this recreational marijuana that we're certifying is great for you.
So you think they're trying basically to eliminate the competition down the line?
I think so. Marijuana has been, it's a very touchy subject. I mean, you've got the people that are for it, and you've got the people that are against it. So now once you bring in something like this, where, okay, wow, THC may be harming people, THC is the main ingredient in marijuana, this could potentially hurt me politically if I'm the governor, if I try to push for THC legalization when I've got across the state and or the country issues where THC-related substances are causing illness.
Brian, we're running up against a hard break. We've got somebody else coming up after the news at 5:30. In 30 seconds, what is the biggest takeaway you would like listeners to this show who may or may not be paying attention to this vaping controversy? What do you want them to know? What do you want them to take away from this?
Basically, what I want them to take away is this. If you are a user of vapor products, continue to get them from reputable organizations. Don't get it from Billy Bob, who has got a bathtub in his backyard. You know, make sure you're working with the organizations that are working with the government to stay compliant. That's your safest way to go. And, you know, vaping, we've not had a true vaping injury in well over 10 years that this industry has been, you know, up and running.
What would be a vaping injury? Just coincidence. Like, what are we talking about? It blowing up, or
is we've not had any deaths? There's not been a reported death from a nicotine based e-liquid. We've not had anybody, at least come back to us saying they got sick from our liquid. So that I would consider, you know, anything that were to cause ill health to a person, I would call that an injury.
Right. Brian Ellis, Vice President of Yeti Vapes, thank you very much for joining us on WBEN. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
And again, full disclosure, the president of Yeti Vapes is married to my niece. It is 28 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. Why not? We're starting to give away Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets this week. We gave away a pair already today. We'll have more to give away in other shows this week right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. So you look at the news headlines, you Google vaping, and you get responses, you get feedback from Google. What parents need to know about the vaping illness, vaping-related lung illness, what we know. Kansas patient dies in sixth vaping-related illness. Joining us right now, we have another guest, and this is Greg Conley, who is president of the American Vaping Association. Mr. Conley, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Is there a vaping health crisis in the United States?
There is a vaping health crisis related to illicit THC cartridges made by drug dealers. That is what is happening. That is what the FDA is specifically warning consumers about. Unfortunately, what is happening is that the CDC is acting pretty much as a political actor, and they are putting out intentionally vague warnings, which are resulting in hundreds, thousands of local news stories across the country just talking about vaping. But the parents need to know is that there's one type of product. We don't want any youth to use any vaping product, but there's one type of product that could send their child to the hospital, not in 30 or 40 years from hypothetical concerns from nicotine, but next week from the illicit THC cartridges.
So the okay. Oh, go ahead, David.
No, I was going to say you're not talking about the actual oil byproduct of whatever they're using to get high, but you're talking about the things that these unlicensed people are adding to it?
Correct. It's not the THC that's the problem. There have been next to no cases linked to legal recreational and medicinal products.
Are you talking fentanyl or are you talking the vitamin E stuff?
You're talking the vitamin E acetate, adding oils to the substances.
Right. And so what would be the intention? I mean, look, the whole idea, we're anti-smoking culture, right? Nobody wants to have cigarettes around anyone. There's fines for smoking inside of a car, residual smoke on kids. Now you have a way for people to essentially use this as a way to remove cigarettes from their life. And it's now because young people have taken it upon themselves, we're going to start passing laws based on like 50 people that have gotten sick in the last 3 months. I mean, that's a pretty good timeline.
Pretty much. It is really ideology at work. It's not so much any actual health harms associated with the products. It looks like smoking. We don't like the companies involved. So we're going to take advantage. That's the worst part of this. They're taking advantage of illnesses clearly related to these drug dealer products. And now you have Governor Cuomo, and soon you're going to have Mayor de Blasio trying to use that to ban flavors only in nicotine products. They have no control and no plan to control these illicit products.
We have already seen warnings out of Albany and, political machinations behind the scenes and in fact, in front of the scenes about e-cigarettes coming out of Albany. I mean, one must wonder, especially in your line of work, one must wonder politically what is going to come from states like New York and its capital, Albany, and its governor, Andrew Cuomo.
And do not be surprised to see Governor Cuomo, yesterday they claimed they were going to study the issue. Do not be surprised if there is a predetermined conclusion, which is that Governor Cuomo, not the New York State Legislature, but the governor's office, needs to come out with an emergency order banning the sale of all flavored products. I would not be surprised to see that happen in the next 3 to 5 weeks.
I mean, something akin to what happened with New York State and the so-called New York Safe Act, which was a message of necessity that came in the middle of the night.
I'm not familiar with it, but it sure sounds very similar.
Yeah, it was a message of necessity that came in the middle of the night following the school shooting in Connecticut. It just one morning we woke up and suddenly we had New York Safe, which did nothing, of course, but penalize law-abiding gun owners.
Yes, in Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Just happening right now.
Is trying something similar, and there will be legal challenges. If there's going to be any sort of ban on these products, the least that can happen is actual elected officials pass them, not governors.
Well, you know, in the old days, you would say, well, this sounds like big tobacco trying to get in there because you're stopping people from smoking cigarettes. But recently, the tobacco industry went all in on vaping. You saw purchases with Philip Morris. The Blue campaign, Juul, has done very well. We're talking multi-billion dollar organizations. They can't be fighting you. Where is the deep pockets? Where are they coming from that are making this now a national campaign?
You may recall a man by the name of Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, he announced he was committing $160 million over the next 3 years to banning flavored e-cigarettes. $160 million goes a very long way.
It really does.
Behind the scenes, funding efforts for years. There is no popular support for these prohibitionist movements. There aren't people giving $10 and $20 donations. It is billionaires who could be using their money to actually cure world hunger or bring people up in low economic communities, but instead vaping.
Greg Connolly is with us. He's president of the American Vaping Association. When it comes to people like former Mayor Bloomberg, to what do you ascribe as the most likely motives?
It is pure ideology. There was no political or financial motive trying to ban big sodas. It wasn't an attack on 7-Eleven. It was an attack on soda. And so that falls into the same category, even though these products are clearly harm reduction products that are among, if not the most popular quit smoking tool in America, does not matter. They see it as just another way for the tobacco industry to continue to exist. Not that it poses unreasonable risks, more risk than cigarettes, nothing like that. Just the fact that it's a consumer product is enough for them to, even before youth were experimenting, want to ban them.
Concerned exactly are you about an executive action by the governor of New York State or any other state for that matter with regard to the vaping industry, the legitimate vaping industry?
The executive actions themselves are not frightening on their face because I have faith in the judiciary to recognize the precedent that would be set. What else can governors do if they're allowed to just ban a completely legal consumer product and shut down hundreds of businesses just because a quote-unquote emergency has been declared? But the political environment and the political realities is that when you have a bunch of, as of now, Democrat governors trying to use emergency powers saying that something needs to be done, when their legislatures are back in session, they're also going to want to do something. So it sets a terrible tone, and it leads to adult smokers and their family members actually believing. If governors think this is such an emergency, people definitely, including smokers, shouldn't use them, and that's false.
And isn't there going to be a false comparison made between the illicit THC products that people are vaping and from which they're getting sick and legitimate products sold at legitimate vaping enterprises?
It is already happening. Just have to look at any comment section on a Facebook or Twitter news article. Doesn't matter what the story says. People are going to be replying saying, oh, told you so, inhaling that stuff into your lungs was going to kill you. It doesn't matter if the story itself says everybody involved in a particular state like New York were vaping illicit THC cartridges. It is infecting people's views on this, and it's going to be very hard to change it over time.
Yeah, no big secret here. I do enjoy the occasional fine cigar and fine glass of whiskey along with that cigar, especially when I'm using my charcoal grill. I don't mind admitting to that. What is the biggest reason people have for vaping?
The biggest reason in the U.S. is as an alternative to cigarettes. In 2016, there were about 2.5 million ex-smokers who were vaping. Now that number has likely exceeded 3.5 or 4 million. So the big reason is to either cut back on smoking or to get off of cigarettes altogether.
When people read these newspaper articles about vaping and the injuries and the deaths, final question, Greg Connolly, president of the American Vaping Association, what do you want those people to keep in mind, in the back of their mind, as they read these stories online, their Google news feeds, etc.?
What journalists, it's not the reader's responsibility here, what journalists should be telling consumers is that the vast majority of cases are linked specifically to illicit THC products, that the Washington Post reported that the FDA told state health officials that they have found nothing of concern in the nicotine vaping products. And in those deaths, the only ones that we have any information on beyond the fact that a death happened, they are linked specifically to THC products. So all the news networks, all their file footage, all their photos is of people using nicotine vaping products. But the fact is, these deaths, these illnesses, THC illicit products.
And again, I mean, one more time, people are likely to get confused because you see the imagery of legitimate businesses versus the imagery of people dying, and they weren't using products sold at the legitimate businesses.
And parents, talk to your children about, yes, not vaping anything, but make sure they know that there's one type of product that could send them to a hospital next week.
Is that how quickly it hits you?
There have been cases where it's been one day. They bought the cartridge on a black market, got high, used it, who knows how many puffs in one night, and then the next morning they're having to get a breathing tube.
That's crazy.
Wow. Well, what do we know, before we let you know, what do we know about the health dangers and risks of vaping? And we're talking here about legitimate product.
Legitimate products, the Royal College of Physicians, Public Health England, Cancer Research UK, a whole bunch of real public health organizations have estimated worst case scenario that vaping is 95% safer than smoking. So about 5% the risk in the worst case. The reality is that the health risks associated with nicotine is not a carcinogen. And so smokers smoke for the nicotine, but they die from the tar. But anyone can look up what the Royal College of Physicians and Public Health England have said about e-cigarettes and compare them to what the New York State Department of Health and Governor Cuomo are saying and see who you believe.
Greg Connolly, president of the American Vaping Association, thank you very much for joining us with your expertise. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right. There is Greg Connolly, and we've got another guy coming up who is familiar with the industry from South Buffalo, so don't go anywhere. Let's get right back to the telephone calls on WBEN. It's Andrew in South Buffalo. Andrew, thank you for your patience. Appreciated. Andrew in South Buffalo, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on this for a minute.
All right, you might want to turn your radio off. It sounds like you might have your radio on, and that's throwing you off.
No, I'm here with you. Basically, I'm a local business owner here in South Buffalo. I've owned a vapor store for the past 9 years now, and we've helped thousands of local Western New Yorkers find this safer alternative to tobacco products. And now what we're looking at is essentially an all-out prohibition on these products in New York State. I don't know if the point's been made here, but shops like ours, 90% of the product we sell is flavored product. So by outright banning all of the flavored products in this industry in New York State, what they're actually doing is closing over 700 independently owned small businesses and putting thousands of New Yorkers out of work instantly by making our legal product into something that's illegal with the swipe of a pen.
How likely do you see that is? How likely do you think that is going to be?
Well, as was said previously, I think regardless it's going to be challenged. But, you know, for people like me, if I have to close my business, especially for a period of time while a court case is decided, I mean, you're likely going to have a majority of these businesses being forced into bankruptcy and these small business owners being put in a position where by the time they fix this, we will be so ruined personally that we can never recover from this. And even though that, you know, you may see the resurgence of the industry after that, it will have been so damaged by the complete destruction of it, even if it is just for a few months.
How, this might be a stupid question, but how closely are you watching anything that Governor Cuomo or the bureaucrats in Albany have to say about this vaping issue?
Well, I am actually the vice president of the New York State Vapor Association, and our association has had meetings directly with the governor's office. We work together, our industry worked together to help them craft the regulations that were in the governor's budget last year. That includes a tax on nicotine-containing liquids. That includes the strictest penalties for selling to minors in the entire United States. I mean, we help them craft a law where the first offense for selling vapor products to a minor will be a $5,000 fine. And that's significantly higher than the existing fine for any tobacco, alcohol, or any other age-restricted products. So we went to the table, and we have been in Albany, and instead of carrying through the measures that we felt together would help to regulate this product and keep it out of the hands of our youth, they're instead going to put us out of business before they ever even get the tax in place.
Well, obviously a story worth monitoring. And Andrew, thank you for your call. Thank you for your patience on hold. Very much appreciated here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.